You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This is the William Hill Golf Podcast. Go to news.williamhill.com for all the podcasts or search William Hill Radio on iTunes.
Hello, everyone. Hope you're all well. Welcome along to the latest edition of the Golf Podcast. We've got a golf betting update now with Sky Sports pundit Jamie Spence as we look at the slightly disjointed 116th US Open Championship, in which Dustin Johnson and Andrew Landry are at the top of the leaderboard, and Dustin Johnson 5-2 favourite here with William Hill. It's a good morning to Jamie Spence, who's standing by to give us his betting opinion on this championship. Jamie, first of all, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm looking forward to watching the rugby. Well, hopefully England will stuff it up Australia, but we'll see.
Yeah, that's coming up a little bit later on. As is the second round of the US Open Championship, because we had bad weather on day one and that spilled over, and half the players not even out on the golf course yet for round number two, Jamie.
Yeah, there's still some players to complete their first round from the morning group. And then, as you say, well, the afternoon starters have to go out. So they could get the third round finished today if the weather's decent. But we'll see. Yeah, it's a totally new dynamic. I mean, Dustin Johnson, as you say, is leading, but he finishes for two rounds, whereas Andrew Landry's got to go out again. He'll be very nervous, as has Lee Westwood and a number of other players. So Dustin Johnson's put himself in a great position here.
Let's spin through the betting here. Dustin Johnson is 5-2 favourite. Sergio Garcia 9-1. Jordan Spieth 11-1. Lee Westwood 11-1. Bubba Watson is 12-1. Adam Scott in the betting at 16s. Jim Furyk is 20s along with Shane Lowry, and it's 25-1 and bigger the rest. We've seen this film before, haven't we, Jamie? Actually, we've seen it. We've seen the sequels as well. Dustin Johnson top of the leaderboard after 36 holes of a major championship.
Well, especially US Open.
Yeah, precisely. There's got to be a little bit of scepticism there about his ability to convert.
Well, we talked about it at the start of this week. I fancied Dustin Johnson, but I just couldn't quite tip him because of those reasons. But do you know what? This is his chance. He's got it in the palm. I think he's got it in the palm of his hands here, and there's a lot of things in his favour. He can put his feet up today. For a start, till the end of the day when he'll be teeing off, so he can prepare for that. But also, they're going to have to keep the golf course fairly similar to how it was yesterday. In other words, they won't be able to firm up the greens, which they normally do on a Saturday for the US. That will really help Dustin Johnson, I believe. And in between rounds, they may try and suck some moisture out of the greens, which they can do with these systems they have on them. But I don't think the golf course is going to play as brutal as we expected it to, and that could help Dustin Johnson. And I really feel he's got it in the palm of his hands. He has his ability, though, to throw one in there, doesn't he?
Do you think the golf course will remain similar then, Jamie? Because suggestion is that it's going to speed up and firm up because we're not anticipating any rain in the Pennsylvania area. It's not really showed its teeth yet, this golf course open this week.
Yeah, remember they've got the same pins. They've been quite kind with the pin placing so far. They can't change those for the rest of the second round. Then they'll obviously stick some pretty horrible pins, I'm thinking, for the third round. But the golf course will play pretty similar to how it's going to play at the start of the day, really. It will firm up a little bit. But it'd be very unfair if they firmed up the greens for the players about to play their second rounds. They've got to try and keep the course in a similar condition. So there's not much they can do with it in between rounds.
Sergio Garcia is next in the betting at 9-1. Funnily enough, we've got Dustin Johnson, Sergio Garcia and Lee Westwood as the top three in the betting, with Jordan Spieth as well. And those three guys may be the names you associate with the best players never to win a major championship, Jamie. It's got that look on the leaderboard.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? There's no doubt about that. I mean, Lee Westwood's had five top five finishes in the US Open. Came closest when Tiger Woods won in 2008, when he won on one leg. He was just one shot off the playoff there at Torrey Pines. Sergio's come close in a number of majors. 2 under par for his last 8 holes, Sergio. Dug himself out there to finish 2 under. He looks like he's playing really well to me. As I said earlier in the week, if he drives the ball well, I really think he can go close. He's hitting most greens in regulation on the PGA Tour this year, and that's a huge stat to have on your side at a US Open. And as I say, Dustin Johnson, well, what a great talent. It's just between years whether he can cope.
Do you think Sergio Garcia's got a better chance than Lee Westwood at the odds?
I would say definitely, yeah, I would. He just looks in a better place. I think Lee's playing well this year, though. And Lee wants to play in the 10th Ryder Cup. I'll say that again, 10 Ryder Cups if he plays in this next one. That's incredible. And he really wants to do that. So I can see another strong finish for Lee. But if you had to, you know, if I had to pick one of them, I would pick Sergio at this point. You know, I said at the start of the week, he was on my 8-player list at the start of the week. And he's doing well, and I can see him carrying on a tough golf course.
Two Americans, Jordan Spieth 11-1, Bubba Watson 12-1, both still have to come out for their second rounds. Jordan Spieth 2 over par at the moment, and good start from Bubba Watson, 1 under par for the championship. How do you rate their chances?
Well, they've got to go out there and play. It's difficult to sort of get a grip on their chances, isn't it? Watson's in a good position. Spieth's 2 over. He only had 2 birdies, but he's in touch. So if he can just hover around the 1 over level par mark for both of those players, they know they're not going to be far away. And they also know that at the end of the week, there's not going to be many players under par. You know, there's only 13 players under par at the moment. And the condition, you know, all that rain softened things up, makes the fairways play wider. So it's only going to get more difficult from here on in. And those two players will realise that just hover around level par and you've always got a chance.
I was going to say, what's your verdict at the halfway stage? But we're not there yet. What's your verdict at the, I suppose you'd call it the third stage, the 2/6 stage, or something like that at this point in the championship? It's a weird one.
Well, there's a lot of play. You can't get too carried away with the leader. Although I do feel Dustin Johnson's in a great spot, having finished at 4 under. You know, the others have got to play. I don't think the course can play any easier. It's only going to get more difficult. So he's got a lot of things in his favour. Dustin Johnson, but there's a lot of good players, you know, like Louis Oosthuizen and players of that ilk, Adam Scott, Jim Furyk, all hovering around that level par, 1 over par. And that's the figure they'll be looking at, all these players. If I can get to 1 over level par, 2 rounds to play, 1 round to play, I know I've got a great chance.
Louis Oosthuizen's a big price.
Andy Sullivan. Got to talk about Andy Sullivan. He's been struggling for a few months, Andy Sullivan. He's 1 under par, Andy. He wants to get in that Ryder Cup team. And I reckon Darren wants him to get in the Ryder Cup team as well. But he's struggling. So he's a big weekend for Andy.
Shane Lowry's up there as well. Another European and Irishman. Shane Lowry, 2 under par after one round. And he's got a short game to contend anywhere. Really, really impressive short game, Shane Lowry.
Yeah, great player. Lovely player, Lowry. You know, won the Bridgestone last year. I tipped him to win the PGA this year at Wentworth. Didn't quite work out that, but he's just starting to get his game back, isn't he, Lowry? He's struggled a bit early season. He's not played well for one reason or another. He's coming right back into form at the right time of the year.
And just to mention,
he looked a nailed on certainty. Sorry, Dave. He looked a nailed on certainty for the Ryder Cup team, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. He's way out of that at the moment, and he's another player. I think he really coped with the Ryder Cup very well. He's just got that, you know, edge about him.
And we've got to mention Andrew Landry, because he is tied for the lead after that scintillating round of 66 to open up the championship. He's one of those that hasn't gone out for his second round yet, Andrew Landry, but qualified at Ridgeway for the championship, won on the web.com tour last year, but really unknown, Andrew Landry.
Listen, if you can win on that web.com, you can play. You're a good golfer. He's obviously a good golfer. But not only will he have had one sleepless night, he's now got to follow up with another sleepless night sitting down there on 4 under par. He'd love to have got out and hit the ball yesterday. He hasn't been able to do that. So you just don't know. I mean, I'm expecting him to fall away. I'm sure everybody else is, but maybe Andrew Landry isn't.
Go on, give us your bet for at this point in the championship.
I think he's a strong favourite. I really do. But I couldn't advise anybody to put any hard-earned cash on Dustin because of his previous. But I like Louis Oosthuizen. I mean, he's a player, as you know, that I really like watching.
Yeah,
Louis. And I rate him very, very highly. He had 7 birdies yesterday in his second round. He's still got 3 to play as well, by the way. He's 1 over par, and I think he's 50-1. That represents a good value bet. The only thing I don't know where he is. He's got three holes to play. He could be in trouble on his 16th hole. I don't know. I'm hoping he's still on the tee. So there is a bit of proviso there. But yeah, I mean, seven birdies round here in 15 holes is pretty special.
I've got good news. 6 feet for birdie. He is on the on the seventh.
So,
yeah, he's only. I'm looking. Luckily enough, I'm connected to the internet in here, Jamie. So
yeah, well, I just had a little scout around, but I've been watching what I can. But you know, you can't see it all.
We saw him get going late last year as well, didn't we? Chambers Bay came with that unbelievable run through the field.
You know what? He's just so calm. He's just such a calm player, Louis. He's got all the game. He really has. He's a lovely striker of the ball. He's only about 5 foot seven, 5 foot eight, but he hits it a long, long way. Under control as well. He's got power to burn. And if that putter works, yeah, he's a very dangerous player. Won the Open, of course, back there in 2010. Jim Furyk's playing well, isn't he?
He is, yeah.
You know, should have won here last time. And he's won this before, this championship, 46, but he's playing some good stuff, Jim Furyk, so I wouldn't discount him.
Mm. When you compare, given that Louis Oosthuizen has, if Shot Tracker is to believe, got 6 feet for birdie when he comes back to start his round, and that would move him alongside Adam Scott, and Adam Scott's 16-1 and Louis Oosthuizen's 50-1. There's two bigger.
Not going to revise your price. Get your odds compilers to revise their prices. I'd say.
Yeah, there's too big a disparity in those prices, undoubtedly.
Unless he 3 putts from 7 feet.
Yeah, and then disregard all this chatter.
It's possible. It's you know you could have a putt down the hill and you can 3 putt in the blink of an eye on this course, as we've seen. It's a great looking course for TV, I think. It's just a shame that it's been so convoluted with the disruptions.
Yeah, I think everyone wants to see it playing faster and firmer, don't they? Because at the moment, I'm not saying it's easy out there, because we've had some horror shows, haven't we? Brant Snedeker's 12 yeah. over par, and Henrik Stenson went from contending for the championship to missing the cut in the space of 16 holes. So it is still difficult, but maybe easier than we anticipated at the start of the championship.
Well, what happens when it rains, the fairways play wider. You can see the ball was almost plugging on the fairways. But if you do hit in the rough, obviously it's wetter, it's tougher, it's hard to get out of. So you hit the fairways, the greens are a bit more receptive as well. They're taking a bit of spin, which is unusual for a US Open. So invariably, you will get better scores. What about Rory McIlroy, 77? Mm. Still going to go out. Who knows with Rory? Jason Day, he looks like he's going to make the cut. He's 5 over with a few holes to play. But lackluster, I think it would be the word for a day. Ricky Fowler again, struggling. So, and your man Hideki Matsuyama, he's struggling.
I knew you'd bring that up.
Yeah, well, I had to, didn't I? I had a good check at his score. What's he, 12 over?
12 over par, yeah.
Yeah, he's rated though, isn't he?
No, well, I take your words as gospel on this podcast, Jamie. So as soon as you said he was slightly overrated, I noted that one down in my my mythical notebook that I've got. So yeah, I took that.
It's only my opinion. I mean, he's won a couple of times on the PGA Tour, but why was that short for a major? I don't know.
Rory McIlroy did surprise me, because the course looked to, when the rain started, you thought, oh, this is McIlroy rain, isn't it, here? Soften up the golf course and make it gettable for him. But yeah, 77, a surprise for McIlroy, I think.
I've got to blame the Northern Ireland football team for it. I mean, he was doing all right, wasn't he, halfway round? And then he has 5 bogeys in his last 7 holes, having watched Northern Ireland win. So,
just the shock of it all.
It must have been the shock. So maybe he'll calm down and make a few birdies.
Fingers crossed for Louis Oosthuizen, then 50-1. I'll just throw a few of the feature three balls at you very quickly, yeah. Jamie. These going out in about 3 hours' time. Lee Westwood, Luke Donald, Martin Keimer, the European three ball. Westwood 11-8. Donald is 12-5, and Keimer 17-10. Keimer played solidly enough, but made a triple late on in his round.
Yeah, I think I'd lean towards Keimer there. Luke, it might not be the golf course for Luke. Had to go through qualifying to get in this. It's difficult, you know, when some players drift out, they sort of give up, and others, when they're under pressure, it might not happen for them. So it's not easy to call, but I'll probably go with Keimer there.
What you'd call a feature three ball, but all struggling. Rory McIlroy 5-4, Danny Willett 2-1, Ricky Fowler 9-4. This is the group that TV cameras are going to be following, but yeah, not many birdies out there for those three yet.
No, Danny's struggling. And so is Ricky Fowler. You've got to go with Rory. He can't play like that again. He really can't.
You wouldn't think so, would you?
You've got to go with Rory. You've got to think Rory's going to make a shoot a one or two under par round and make the cut. And the cut's going to be six over or something like that. So he will not want to miss this cut. And he's been playing too well to do that. So I've got to think Rory's going to come back strongly.
And finally, Zach Johnson 19-10 in a three ball with Bryson DeChambeau at 11-4 and Jordan Spieth at 11-10.
That's a strong three ball, that isn't it? Bryson DeChambeau trying to make his mark on the PGA Tour. Zach Johnson, eh? Yeah, we talked about him. But I've got to go with the favourite. I've got to go with Spieth, haven't you?
Yeah, Zach Johnson played well, though. One over par, Zach Johnson. And with Jim Furyk up there, it sort of suited at the moment. There's a few level-headed plotters up at the top of the leaderboard.
But I pointed out Zach Johnson at the start of the week. Here's a fella who I think's got the game made for a US Open, Zach Johnson. But his best finish in a US Open is 30th.
Yeah.
So that doesn't bode well for me. So that would put me off Zach Johnson. Bryson DeChambeau's there in his trade. You've got to go with Spieth.
What do you make to Bryson DeChambeau? Because a lot of people talking about him as a future superstar, obviously came through the amateur ranks, turned professional quickly, and he's been described as a golfing scientist, the way all his clubs are the same length.
What a load of rubbish.
Not agree with that then, Jamie.
It is a load of rubbish. It is a load of rubbish, isn't it? Let's just look at the facts and look at his scores. He's been doing pretty well. For someone who's just coming out on tour, but doing pretty well one year and doing better the next year and then progressing. It's a tough, tough gig, and to improve takes a lot of effort for minimal, reward. So, yeah, he looks a promising, very good player. He's different. I like players that are different. He's got all his clubs the same length. Well, let's see if he's still doing that in a couple of years' time. I don't know. If he's winning, everyone will have the clubs the same length and he will be called a genius. But at the moment, it's an experiment. So,
It's difficult if you get a downhill or uphill lie, isn't it, having those clubs the same length all the time?
Yeah, I mean, your three iron, your wedge the same length as your three iron just doesn't match for me. But I don't you know, your shorter clubs are short for a reason, because you get more control. But it's worked so well for him in the amateur game, but let's see what happens week on week as a pro. We'll see. It's a long career, it's a long journey as a tournament professional, as a lot of these guys will find out. But look at Jim Furyk, does it year in, year out.
Indeed. Jim Furyk, by the way, 20-1.
Yeah, well, he's a tough man, isn't he, Furyk? He really is, and he's such a steady player. So I'd rather have my eyes on Furyk than an up-and-coming Matsuyama or a DeChambeau.
Okay.
Little dig there, Dave, at you.
You what, sorry?
A little dig at you there.
I know, I felt it. Just in the ribs. Enjoyed that. Jamie, thank you for your company. Enjoy the rugby later on. And make sure you catch some of this golf as well. And we'll catch up tomorrow and hopefully we'll have the third round complete.
Bit of rugby, bit of footy. I'm going to go and hit some balls myself and watch the golf in the evening. So great day ahead.
How's your game?
And a bit of Royal Ascot as well.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
A bit of Royal Ascot, the whole lot. What a day. My golf's all right. I'm going to play in a couple of weeks. So, I need to get the creaking body back out there.
We want to see you on the Champions Tour, Jamie.
Do you? I don't want to live over there.
Okay. Enjoy all the sport this afternoon. Good luck with Louis Oosthuizen, and maybe have a look at Jim Furyk as well at 20-1. And we'll catch up tomorrow, Jamie.
Cheers, David.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.